You're listening to SBS News.
The authoritarian leader of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, says he doesn't want a confrontation with Poland that could lead to a war amid rising tensions between the two neighbours and an ongoing migrant crisis. The European Union claims President Lukashenko has engineered an artificial crisis by encouraging migrants, desperate to reach Germany or Western Europe, to gather on the border with Poland. After 1 million refugees came to the EU in 2015 alone, the EU has embarked on policies to keep out any large new groups of asylum seekers. The migrants waiting on the border are finding themselves trapped in a dank forest of bogs that's growing colder, dipping into sub-freezing temperatures at night. Dr. Arzalan Azadin, the medical director of the district hospital at Bielsk Podlaski in Poland and of Kurdish origin himself, has gone on Kurdish television to warn people back in his homeland not to attempt the journey.
The situation got to the point that I saw those people and what condition they are in, mentally and physically. I couldn't take it anymore and I called Kurdish television and said there is this situation and I want to talk about it. They let me on the main news and I had a message to the Prime Minister and President, save those people. Kurds don't deserve something like this.
He says he told the TV channel that people shouldn't attempt to get into Europe illegally. President Lukashenko denies engineering the crisis.
We need to get across to the Poles, to each Pole, and show them that we are not barbarians. We don't want a confrontation. We don't need it. Because we understand that if we overdo it, a war will be unavoidable, and it will be a catastrophe. We understand this very well. We don't want any escalation, but we will protect those hapless folks as much as we can.
He added that Belarus was organizing a return flight for some of the migrants if they are gathered together, though he acknowledged that they were not very enthusiastic about returning. But the EU is being urged to maintain its stance against President Lukashenko. Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg was speaking at an international conference on Belarus.
The EU must not give in to blackmail from Lukashenko. We have to respond united and very clearly to this state-sponsored hybrid attack against the European Union. And we will continue to stand with our friends in Poland, Lithuania and Latvia and react promptly and clearly if needed. And that's why I welcome that the European Union, that the foreign ministers have decided to impose new sanctions against those responsible for this misuse of migration.
Speaking at the same conference, exiled Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said that negotiations with the Belarusian government were pointless.
Only dialogue with Belarus people is the way to solve this crisis. And when I say dialogue, we don't mean dialogue between West and Belarus regime. There is no point in discussing anything with Lukashenko. He simply cannot be trusted. He cannot be re-educated. Experience shows that only pressure works.
Peter Stanner, the EU's lead spokesman for foreign affairs and security policy, says they're hoping to hold technical talks with UN agencies and their Belarusian counterparts to address the repatriation of migrants stuck at the border with Poland.
Usually we don't comment what Mr. Lukashenko is saying because a lot of this has nothing to do with the reality. But we've been very, very clear in saying over the last few days what we are going to do when it comes to EU's assistance or possible contribution towards solving this artificially created crisis. And we've been in touch, actually, with a number of Belarusian interlocutors, so maybe I could remind the contacts with the foreign ministry at different levels.
President Lukashenko has urged Germany to accommodate about 2,000 migrants and criticised the EU officials for refusing to negotiate an end to the standoff. But a spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel says that's not a solution that's acceptable to Germany or to the EU. Alan Lee, SBS News.